the rest of the story. This was Jeff and Pat's dream house. They knew it. They knew it the moment they laid eyes on it. It was a mansion, really. 18 rooms, charming mold-painted frame with steep gables and a cupola, a wide porch overlooking the river. There are a number of unique and charming homes in Nyack, New York, but the Stambofskys had their hearts set on this one. And yes, it was for sale. And yes, Jeff and Pat inquired immediately. The price tag was staggering. $650,000. The owner was a widow, they were told, a woman named Helen Ackley. She was asking $32,500 as a binder. Well, Jeff and Pat swallowed hard, but they came up with that cash. And it was only then that they learned the rest of the story. It was a local fellow. It was an architect in Nyack, who, after becoming acquainted with Jeff and Pat, confided the disturbing news. Regarding the home they'd fallen in love with and now planned to purchase, it seemed that the seller, Mrs. Ackley, did not have sole claim to the house. Oh, she owned it all right. But Mrs. Ackley was living in Orlando, Florida, while another family was living in her Nyack home. I said another family was living in the Nyack home, and those tenants were not about to move out. I wonder, let me stop here a second. Did you happen to see the movie Pacific Heights about the annoying tenant who refused to leave a young couple's dream house? If you saw that movie, you know that it's sometimes legally impossible to evict a troublemaker, sort of like possession is 9/10 of the law, that sort of thing. And faced with just such a dilemma, Jeff and Pat contacted the owner and asked for their money back. They were no longer interested in buying the house, certainly not with another family living in it. Would Mrs. Ackley please return their $32,500 binder? But the answer was no. And thus, 2 years ago, began a court case, which has just now been legally resolved. The appellate division of the New York State Supreme Court has decreed that the Stambofskys may now sue Mrs. Ackley for the return of their earnest money. But the most intriguing and potentially significant aspect of the case is a majority opinion upon which that ruling was based. There never has been such a pronouncement by any judge in any American court ever. So the New York State Supreme Court may have opened a legal Pandora's box when it acknowledged the occupancy of a house which might to you or me appear utterly vacant. That's right. In this case, Stambofsky versus Ackley, it's another kind of possession which has been declared 9/10 of the law. For you see, when the legal owner of that charming house in Nyack accepted $32,500 as a down payment, she neglected to inform the prospective purchasers of what the New York State Supreme Court has now decreed, that the house is otherwise occupied by ghosts. And this, according to Justice Israel Rubin, quote, is fact as a matter of law. The house is haunted, end quote. And that the tenants who refuse even still to vacate the Stambofskys' dream house first took up residence there more than 200 years ago. Now you know the rest of the story.